The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon.
Thank you, everybody, on Vashon Island and other parts. Tom Walston here, your host for Adventures in Recovery. Boy, this week really has been an adventure, let me tell you. Lots of stuff going on. I happen to be broadcasting from, believe it or not, beautiful, sunny, 78-degree Key West, Florida. That's right. It started out a few days ago where I flew to New Orleans. And boy, that's a crazy town. A lot of great people, a lot of great restaurants. But I'll tell you what, it kind of gives me a couple of triggers. Anybody know what a beignet is? It's a French pastry that New Orleans is kind of famous for. It's just a deep fried piece of dough. We could equate it to Indian bread, really, except they dump about a cup of powdered sugar on it. And to me, a former cocaine addict, here comes the eight ball. So I kind of had to stay away from the beignets. I didn't want to go there, even though I have had them in the past. They are absolutely delicious, but also being diabetic, probably not the best thing for me to ingest. So anyhow, yeah, here I am. You talk about adventures in recovery. To me, this is an adventure. And part of recovery is learning how to enjoy life without having any outside mind-altering substances, which never used to be the case for me. But before we get into that in particular, there's a couple of shout-outs I want to make, and in recognition to couple of things that we were talking about on our last episode. One was dry January. I want to kind of get a little inventory and an update and see how many of you hopped on the bandwagon for that. And today is just still in the first week of January, so if you haven't, it's not too late. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Also, I want to mention that we had our end-of-year fundraising situation for Vashon Youth and Family Services, which, as you all know, I'm a huge part of. I am the drug and alcohol counselor at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and we do a lot of pretty cool stuff for the community. And we have a lot of counselors. We take good care of pretty much all ages, from infants all the way up to elders. So if you ever need to reach out and want some support in a lot of different areas of your life, reach out and give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you out. All right? Thanks to Vashon Youth and Family Services. Now, before the end of the year, Vashon Youth and Family Services, which we are a public public health organization, we run on grants, we run on donations, and we reached out asking the community to support us before the end of the year. And there were some benefits, additional benefits to the donors, and that was taxes and so far and so forth. Well, we set a goal for $100,000. Well, you know what we end up walking with? $123,242,000. Yeah. A huge shout out to everyone in the community, all the individual donations. And I also want to give a shout out to our business sponsors, because they were a huge, huge part of this success. And those include the Palouse Winery, Anurana's Healthy Kitchen, and Sawbones, Spherical Cow Consulting, Island Insurance, some anonymous businesses, and Vashon Island Coffee Dust, Shelter America, the law offices of David Vogel, the Vashon Pharmacy, Gina Riggs, Gina Riggs Collaborative, and, you know, there's probably more, but I can't think of them right offhand. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's people like you and organizations that keep us being able to help the community. So that was awesome. Another thing, I just want to clear up what could be a little bit of confusion or some questions some people might have about my show. Yes, it's called Adventures in Recovery. I happen to be a person in long-term recovery from drugs and alcohol. And the reason I have no problem telling you that is because part of my job as a drug and alcohol counselor and a person in long-term recovery is to reduce the stigma around addicts and alcoholics. This is what we look like. I just don't have to ingest anything today, just for today, and we'll keep it in within 24 hours. Some of you jumped on the bandwagon for Dry January, and kudos to you. Way to go. I did mention last week that sometimes it's easier to do it with a partner, so you don't have that aloneness aspect. Some people want to do it independently, which is cool. But however you choose to do it is totally fine. And we also mentioned there's tons of support groups on the island. There's at least one 12-step group every single day and other non-secular groups as well. I have schedules all printed up for you in the lobby area of Vashon Youth and Family Services as well. So, I mentioned the show is called Adventures in Recovery, but you might be recovering from something other than a substance. Maybe you just survived a cancer diagnosis. Maybe you're experiencing some grief due maybe losing a loved one. And that can include a four-legged, a pet. It could include maybe the loss of a job even. Could include many, many different things. So when I say adventures in recovery, I want to hear from people that are recovering from maybe some kind of a speed bump in their life and how they did it and how they can support other people, knowing that we can all pretty much get through this crazy thing called life one day at a time. So be that as it may, this whole crazy trip that I'm on right now, I'm on the beautiful Carnival Liberty. Yeah, I've been on a few cruise ships, and sometimes I get the names mixed up a little bit. But originally, I was going to be traveling with a dear friend of mine, and unfortunately, she experienced a nasty fall and had some physical complications, which made her kind of bow out of the trip. But I fortunately haven't fallen, haven't had any physical complications. So here I am. I decided to still go on the trip. And I can do that today probably because of my own recovery. I can travel and not feel alone, primarily because on every cruise I've taken, and every cruise line actually, does have what's called Friends of Bill groups. Friends of Bill groups is also Friends of Jimmy K groups. One is primarily for people recovering or have a desire to recover from alcohol. One is more for other substances, but they're all designed for people that have a desire to recover. It could even be from codependency, for that matter. So, or it could be from gambling. And there's a lot of opportunities to do all of the above on a cruise ship. In fact, here's a little tidbit for you. Would you believe, and if you're a drinker, you know, there's no judgment here, but if you choose to purchase the drink package nowadays is between $70 and $80 per day, and you have to buy it for all 7 days, even the days who are in port most of the day, and you're not even going to be on the ship drinking. But if you like that many drinks, I guarantee you'll probably stay on the ship just so you get your limit of 15 drinks. Oh, yeah, it is 15 drinks. And both people in the cabin, if there's two in your cabin, have to purchase it. So thank God I am saving a heck of a lot of money by not drinking. So anyhow, we're talking about meeting other people. It's like, what do you do on a cruise if you don't drink? My God, it's like, well, I'll tell you what, I go to the meetings, and they're listed every day on the Daily Planner, and it just so happens I came to my first meeting the very first day of the cruise before we even left port, and I was able to meet some other like-minded, or should I say like-livered characters, and we kind of create a common bond, and we support each other, even if we just see each other roaming the ship or somewhere on board. And one of the people that actually agreed to be on Adventures of Recovery today is a character by the name of Carrie. And I've asked him if he wouldn't mind sharing a bit of his story with you all. So I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Carrie, and he's going to share with you a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and what he's like now.
Hello, everybody. This is Carrie. And hey, first of all, I want to thank Tom for giving me the opportunity to get on his podcast, because it's not something I do on a daily basis. But he asked me to share a little bit about what life was like, what got me into the program, and how life's been since then. I now have 36 years clean time, which means that I no longer drink and I no longer do drugs, and I did a lot of both of them when I was using. It was a way of life. I was born into a family of three brothers, and I was the oldest out of the group. And my parents, from the time I was, I think, maybe in the fifth grade, they called me up on the porch one day and said, hey, son, if you ever want a drink, we don't want you sneaking around behind our back. Just ask us and we'll give you anything you want. Now, I mean, come on. I get addicted to everything. And when somebody makes me an offer like that, I just, woo. But anyway, that's what started me out thinking about drinking at a really, really young age. All through high school, I was just kind of I was in a rather rich school at the time. I wasn't rich, but a lot of my classmates were. And they had parties, and we drank a lot, and we partied a lot. And that went on, and I went from there into the service, and I was in the service for a while. And all of this time, my drinking was fairly in moderation. Now, I should throw a thing in here. I didn't get sober until I was 47 years old. You know, so if I'm talking to a lot of younger people out there today, if you're hearing my voice, God bless you, because you have an opportunity to get your life straightened out so much sooner than I did. I mean, I think of all the years that I wasted with my head in a bottle or my nose snorting up lines of cocaine. That was my drug of choice, by the way. But I went to work for General Motors. I owned the tool and die shop for a while when I finally closed that. Tom just told me I wasn't holding the phone close enough. So hopefully you all heard what I've had to say up to this point. But anyway, I went to work for General Motors, and one thing General Motors taught me was how to really drink. I mean, you know, I was a skilled tradesman. I didn't have a lot of responsibility. I got to, after a while, come in and out of the plant when I wanted to. And life was good. I had a lot of money in my pocket, and I could just sneak out of the plant and go to the bar across the street and sit there half a night and get plastered and come back to work and get paid for it, and wow, what a dream job. What I didn't realize was the detriment, the evil things that I did to all the people who cared about me. Because the people who didn't care about me didn't give a damn about me. And the people who cared about me, I didn't give a damn about them. Because it was just somebody that I could take advantage of, and I was really good at that when I was using. But anyway, somewhere down the road when I was 47, I went to my general foreman one day and I said, "Hey, Tom," I said, "I've got a monkey on my back and I really need some help with this." So anyway, I worked for General Motors and we had 22,000 people working at that site. So we had our own drug counselors. We had everything you can imagine. So I went in and talked to the drug counselor, and it was a lady, and she said, "Well, Terry, the way I see it, you've got three options. We've got three in-treatment centers that I really think would be to your advantage to go to." And she told me about the first two, and she said, "Now, these are really country club type treatment centers." And she said, "You know, we've got to deal with them. You're welcome to go to them." And she said, "And then there's this other one." She said, "It's like an army boot camp." And she said that they're really hard on their people. And I said, "You know, that's the one I need, because the rest of them I can lie and cheat and get by with, because that's how I lived my whole life. You know, and it's the only way I knew how to live. I didn't know how to live as a decent human being. I was always looking to manipulate or to lie my way out or to con somebody out of something." And, anyway, they sent me into Crestview. And I remember going in and talking to the counselor at Crestview on my intake. And I said, "You know, I admit that I've got a problem with cocaine. But I said, you know, I'm not willing to give up drinking." And he just kind of smiled at me. I didn't know why. And he said, "We'll talk about that later, Terry." And later we did talk about it. I found out that I was as big a drunk as I was a cocaine addict. But anyway, I spent 36 days in there. And after my 36 days, they suggested I had an unstable home life so that I might want to go to a halfway house. So I went to a halfway house and met a lot of other people that I could relate to. I mean, they were people who did all the crazy things that us drug and alcoholics do, you know? It's not things that a lot of us are proud of, but it's not things that we need to be over embarrassed about. Because when you get into AA and you find people that you can trust and you find people that love you for just being you, you get to the point where you can open up and share all of those things that you buried deep inside and felt guilt about and shame about. And it's just really great to be able to get those out in the open. But anyway, so we came out of the halfway house. I went back to work at General Motors, and I was telling Tom and here the other day, I had a chairman of the bargaining unit who is head of the union as far as all the people. And he had roughly 1,800 people or 18,000 people underneath him. And he called me. He was walking down the hall one day, and we knew each other quite well. And he called me over, and he said, "Come here, Terry." He said, "I want to tell you something." This was like 2 years after I was sober. And I thought, wow, the chairman of the bargaining unit wants to tell me something. This has got to be good. And he called me over, and he said, "Terry," he said, "I want to tell you." He said, "Since you quit drinking, you're a really, really nice guy." And my chest pumped up, and I was just so proud, and I was on cloud nine for about 10 seconds. Because he said, "You know, you're a really nice guy now, but when you were drinking, you were a really blankety, blankety, blank." And you can fill the words in because he used them all. You know, and I went from on top of the world down to the gutter in about 2 seconds. But, you know, it was really, after I thought about it and got away from that, you know, it's so good, because when I got into the program, they told me when you started doing the things that you needed to do and you were around people that you needed to be around, people would come to you and compliment you. You wouldn't have to go looking for it. And, you know, that's the way in early sobriety my life started out. I got really active. I put on meetings for 2 years in the local county jail. We had a treatment center in there, and I went in and spent two nights a week in with the treatment block. and I spent one night a week putting on a general jail population AA meeting. And wow, am I grateful for all that time. I am so grateful that I got sober, because the people that I've met just are amazing. And today I'm married to a beautiful woman who's never had a drink in her life, so she kind of looks at me a little strange once in a while, but that's okay. She does everything in her power to understand me, and I love her. And today, my wife and I spend our retirement. Next week, I'll be 84 years old, if anyone hasn't done the math on that. So, you know, we spend our retired life out on cruise ships, cruising wherever we can. And every time I'm on a cruise ship, like Tom mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they all have AA meetings on them, or recovery meetings of some type. And I make it a point that the first day that I get on the ship, I look it up and see what time that meeting is. And there's sometimes I've been in meetings where there's only been one of us, and sometimes I've been in meetings where there's been a room full of people. And it's all good, because I know that I've got help on the boat if I need it. And with my recovery time, you never know when you might need help. You know, there's those, like Tom was talking about, that powdered piece of dough that they make. My wife and I also indulged in those when we were in New Orleans. And it looks like a table full of cocaine. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, if you're from way back and did a lot of lines of coke, it's just something you want to get out a razor blade and start chopping it on the table. So, I mean, you know, those old triggers are still out there. And, you know, today I can laugh about them and I can share about them. And, you know, Tom joined my wife and I for dinner last night, and that was a totally thoroughly fun dinner. I mean, you know, you just meet really wonderful people when you're in recovery. And like I said again, for you people out there that are young that might be listening to this, if you got a chance to straighten out your life and get away from that damn drugs and alcohol at an early age, take it and get away from it, because life is so much better without it. But anyway, I'm going to shut up and turn this back over to Tom. I hope somebody got a little bit of something out of what I said, and if not, I did. So thank you for letting me talk, okay? Bye now.
Gary, thank you so much. And folks, these are the kind of characters I get to meet. That's what turns recovery into an adventure for me. Gary's one of a few people that have shown up here at the meetings, and yeah, it's been really cool. We had a lot of yucks. Really enjoyed dinner last night with Terry and his wife, Vicky. And, you know, sobriety brings about a different way of enjoying life. And when you laugh, it's a belly gut laugh that is really genuine. And, you know, you gotta admit, we're a weird bunch. You know, we're characters. But we are also social chameleons. We can fit in. We can find our way in and out of certain situations, and we never have to feel alone again. And we just keep our program within 24 hours, because that's all we do. I'm choosing not to drink or drug today. Tomorrow, that might be another story. But so far, I'm choosing just to live in today. And all of you listening to this have that same opportunity. Keep it in today. Don't future trip. You know, keep it manageable. And reach out if you need support and help, because there's a lot of help out there. And those of you that are in on Vashon, pick up the phone. You can call me at Vashon Youth and Family Services. Not today, because I'm in Key West, Florida, but I'll be back to work and live on the air with you folks, God willing, next Tuesday again, as I am every Tuesday at 1:30. And I also wanted to just mention a couple of other things that are going to be coming up, too. We talked a little bit about the donations. We talked about Dry January. You know, some of the people at the meeting the other day, I brought up Dry January. They're like, what the hell? What is Dry January? Well, Terry was one of them. They never heard of Dry January, although Terry has had 36 or 37 dry Januaries, and another gentleman that was in the group, Mike, has had, I think, 24 or 22 dry Januaries. There was another person we call a newcomer, even though I think Ron had like two and a half years right now, clean and sober, one of the young people that joined us at the meeting. And, yeah, it's all good. And these are the kind of fun people I get to meet and hang out with. You can kind of tell some of the people that bought the drink package on the ship because they kind of remind me that, yeah, I'm really grateful for not only saving that much money, but also saving my liver, and actually, in my case, and maybe Carrie's case, I don't know, but saving my life. And for that, I'm eternally grateful for. So, hey, another thing coming up, folks, is, you know, in the past we've had, I'm just trying to find the right message right now. In the past we were talking about some of the different groups going on the island, and Kenny Alton, one of our counselors at Vashon Youth and Family Services, is going to be hosting yet another Living with Grief series. The first couple of them have been very successful. We all grieve something or another. It doesn't have to be a person. It could be a place. It could be a thing. But we all experience grief. But we've never learned, most of us have never learned the skills to apply to how to get through a grieving experience. So, you know, the whole theory is there is no grief without joy and love. Right? And that's from Kenny Alton. And so we're having a series of six group sessions focused on living with grief. First one's going to be January 12th. That's going to be next Monday or this coming Monday, however you want to look at it. And we're suggesting that you register first for it because they do fill up, and we want to ensure that you do have a place at the Living with Grief series. It's going to be located over at the Women Hold the Key building at 9822 Southwest Gorsuch Road on Vashon. Now, if you do want to register for the group, just give Susan Pittager a call, okay? Her phone number is 206-818-4232. That's 206-818-4232. Or you can register by email at judith.neary, N-E-A-R-Y, at gmail.com. Okay? This is being offered in a shared collaboration with RJ's Kids, Women Hold the Key, and End of Life Conversations, Vashon. And one other thing, folks, before we hang it up today, and that is there's a lot of different programs for a lot of different people. And if you stay tuned every Tuesday at 1:30 in Adventures in Recovery, we'll be able to pass a lot of these things on to you guys. All right? Hey, it's been a pleasure, and I really enjoy these. And as I look out the window now, we are no longer in Key West. We are already headed out to sea, and the weather has been incredible. The sunshine is so healing, and tomorrow we'll be in one of the islands in the Bahamas. I can't keep track of these itineraries. Half the time I just wake up, look out the window, and see we're in another beautiful part of paradise. So I'm grateful for today. I hope you are too. And a lot of times I'll ask the question, who did you help today? Who did you help today? So I hope I helped see you out there. And I look forward to being with you again next Tuesday for Adventures in Recovery at 1:30. Peace to all of you.